Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lunner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. You know, the water shortages you mentioned a moment ago certainly are right, strike pretty close to home here. We still have tremendous moisture deficits out there in parts of the western United States. Of course, water reservoirs in California and most of the Intermountain West are way below average. I think the snowpack in Sierra Nevada, which is the mountains that separate California from Nevada, are running like 10 to 20% of normal. And something similar to that is occurring up in the Pacific Northwest. So runoff this spring and water supply are going to be horrendously low there in the western United States. And the same is true for Texas reservoirs, which are still suffering from the multi-year drought that's been prevailing there. And it's not just the United States. Even Brazil has a large problem with water reservoir levels being very low. And there's some other areas around the world, too, suffering similarly. In the meantime, across the Midwest, it still looks as though snow is the main theme this morning across the northern parts of the region, from northern Illinois back into southern portions of Minnesota and southeastern or southwestern portions of Wisconsin. We've seen quite the snowstorm there in the last 12 to 24 hours, and snow accumulation is running anywhere from 4 to 10 inches, generally in an unofficial amount of 12 inches in parts of southwestern Wisconsin. This is March. It's March the 23rd, in case you didn't know, and it's that time of the year we can get some of these rough-looking snow events to come and go fairly quickly. The most important part of this event is actually the moisture content out there. Looks like the Doppler radar suggests moisture totals will run from about 2/10 to around 8/10 of an inch out of this event, with some 1-inch amounts of moisture possible in a few of those areas that got hit with the heaviest snows. And that's in an area that's been very dry. Of course, we have a much larger portion of the Midwest that is still needing greater amounts of moisture in the western Corn Belt and across the rest of the north. But we got to start somewhere, somehow, and this is a good beginning. The rest of the Midwest is relatively quiet this morning. Not much going on. A lot of cloudiness around across the lower parts of the region. Easterly winds suggesting that maybe a little disturbance is heading our way, and that's a part of that system that's already in the upper Midwest. Go through the rest of the day today, we will expect to see a little weather system pushing through the region. It's that same one that produced the heaviest snow, as I mentioned before, but it is going to weaken considerably as it moves through the region. We'll expect to see a little bit of snow and rain during the course of the day. It should fall apart as it moves further east, where we probably won't see more than about 2 or 3 tenths of an inch of moisture in portions of Ohio and Indiana when the system gets into those areas later this afternoon. After that system passes, we'll likely see a new low-pressure center form in Kansas, and it'll spread some moisture across a big part of the Midwest as we go from Tuesday into Wednesday. The odds are fairly good that this system will produce mostly rain, but there'll be some snow in the upper parts of the Midwest. We'll see coverage running up around 65% or so. There could be some strong thunderstorms showing up sometime late Wednesday afternoon or evening and continuing into Thursday morning across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest as much colder air comes headed towards the region. We'll see temperatures across the Midwest over the next day or two relatively mild to warmish, unless you're in the Great Lakes region where only 30s and 40s are likely today and tomorrow. But the lower parts of the Midwest will see temperatures in the 60s and perhaps even some lower 70s south of the Ohio River. That will contrast with temperatures later this week, probably Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Highs will only be in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest with a handful of lower 50s in the south. Lows will fall back into the teens and 20s in the north and 20s and 30s in the south. So it is still not quite spring as far as nature's motivation is here for right now, but things will get better a little bit later. This is meteorologist Drew Lunner.